B-Pod Studios.
Back cheaper than alternative lenders, Spring Garden Lending is hammering it home, helping to grow our neighborhoods. Stay tuned for more from my friend Bob Marino, now at Spring Garden Lending.
I'm Donna Coriel, owner of D2I Motorsports in Deptford, New Jersey. January might not be the best time to ride, but it's the best time to buy a Honda from D2I Motorsports. Compact, low to the ground, and pocket size in terms of price and parking. The Honda Grom is a great little motorcycle that'll put a big smile on your face. Go fast, go now, go to D2I Motorsports. Minutes from area bridges at 1300 Clements Ridge Road in Deptford, New Jersey, or online at D2I.com.
Place your legal sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com, your home for live in-game betting. You'll find a massive number of basketball betting options. PlaySugarHouse.com offers the most exciting live in-game action on pro and college basketball. Bet point spreads, money lines, and game totals from anywhere in New Jersey. Use one of our 12 easy deposit methods to get in on the action. And when you win, we pay fast. We pride ourselves on our quick and easy payouts. Sign up now, and we'll match your first deposit up to $250. More bets, more action, more fun. Place your sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com. Must be 21 over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity Live is bringing you over 150 craft beers from over 75 breweries on Saturday, January 12th at Winterfest Live. Come for the brews, stay for the party. Get your tickets at XfinityLive.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Payroll doesn't seem that hard. It's just pay rate times hours worked, right? Sounds easy enough. Well, payroll is easy as long as each employee's tax withholdings are properly set up and as long as you don't shoot yourself in the foot along the way. But payroll can be punishing for business owners like me who will assemble their kids' toys without reading the instructions first. We don't need to read instructions unless we're desperate. That's why Patriot Software offers payroll setup and support for free for businesses with up to 100 employees. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Barzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez, middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic. Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Hello?
It's time now for the Gargano and Martinez Midday Show with Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez. It starts now.
Good morning, everybody. Well, a happy football Friday to all across the Delaware Valley. Live from the sportsbook, the brand new sportsbook at Parks Casino, the Midday Show with Jason Martinez and Anthony Gargano. And it's here, the football Friday before the biggest game, right? Before the game. And you know, if they win Sunday, you know the train ends the parade. You know the train ends.
Next stop.
It's going to Atlanta. Like, they can't win and then lose next week.
So the guy comes over the speaker and says,
"All right, Eagles fans, you beat the New Orleans Saints. Next stop, the Art Museum and the parade."
Yeah, it's very good. I like that. That's a good conductor voice.
I've always wanted to be a conductor.
You would be a great conductor.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, this one, and I started to think about this, and I want this to be the theme of the day. If they win this time, is it even better than the first time? Because it's starting to feel like that.
Well, you're in the moment. So there's a recency bias.
There's a complete recency bias.
Yeah.
But again.
Ooh, that's a good question.
You don't know it until you go through it. And when you go through it, I think it would be.
Well, but people always said, no. We brought this up in the summer with Harry. And people said no because the first time.
It's always the first.
There's always the first.
Right.
And it's like the first high, you're trying to get it again because right. you've never had it before.
Right.
But scenario dictates what can ultimately be better, and frequency brings validation that it wasn't a fluke. So that's the difference.
Well, and the story is even better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought, and shame on me, but I thought that it could never be topped. Never be topped.
Yeah.
That it was the first, the circumstances were wholly unique. You know, star quarterback goes down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, first of all, the season starts with this incredible run, and you don't think that it kind of eclipsed everybody's expectation.
Yeah.
You have this great run, quarterback goes down, back up to the rescue, whole thing, you know. But this one, I don't know, it seems even more preposterous, right? Like the road, yeah. like things that had to happen, like, out of your control. Like, once you go out of control, like, wow. out of your control, Bears having to beat the Vikings, you know, we're in some crazy territory.
Yeah, I think the factor for me that makes this so dynamic is because last year that was a 13-3 team that won yes. the Super Bowl. And despite the fact that you lost your quarterback who was the MVP in the league at the time, and Carson Wentz, it was still a 13-3 football team. This wasn't that this time. It just wasn't. They you know, scraped along all year just to get into position
yes.
and then to go 5-1 down the stretch and get in. And like you said, and need help.
Yes.
Anthony, to me, it's a different story. And in the moment, it'll feel better than last year. But 10 years down the road, when we look back, I think we'll say that the first one still is the one that was the most miraculous because it was the first taste
yes.
of what we thought was the forbidden fruit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what a Super Bowl felt like.
Yes.
Didn't it? Yes. Like, you kept seeing everybody else have this, the forbidden fruit.
Yeah.
We couldn't eat it.
No.
So when we look back, I think in a decade, but right now, I think you're right. It's equal to or a greater feeling because
it's less
expected.
Like the road that you would go through at Chicago.
Oh, it's a bigger accomplishment.
Right? Like at New Orleans, at Dallas or the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It's no joke, that road, by the way.
It is recency bias.
Yeah.
And
that's what's great about sports, though.
But it is because, like, you're in this moment. Like, the moment is such a great thing
mm-hmm.
to be in the moment because just hearing people say, so I was talking to this woman, sweetheart, who at University of Penn Hospital. So I got to take tests or whatever. So I'm talking to her, and she said, well, I can get you in a little sooner, but are you an Eagles fan? And I went...
An Eagles fan.
I said, I love you. I said, of course I'm an Eagles fan. And it's like she had no idea like
yeah.
you know, what I did for a living
yeah.
or anything. And I go, you're that big of a fan, huh? And she's like, yeah, I love her. Love the Eagles. Her name's Tanetta.
Tanetta, the Eagles fan. I like it. All right.
And I just went, like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Just absolutely awesome.
That's an Eagles friend with benefits.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, but that's what's going on. Like,
that's what happens.
It's tipped to the all the masses
mm-hmm.
are in. Everybody's in on this thing.
Yeah. Now, like, if you were in a bar and the bar's crowded, you're bellied up to the bar and everybody's trying to get a drink, right? If there's a guy standing with like a cowboy hat on, and the bartender walks by, you're gonna walk right by the cowboy fan.
Yeah,
you got the Eagles hat on. What do you need, buddy?
Yeah,
you're six deep.
Yeah,
but there's a cowboy fan in front. What do you need? Because you're an Eagle fan.
It's awesome. We had a
bond.
A couple of the guys from the Electric Union and the guys were hanging out because they're doing some work here at Parks, and one of the dudes had an Eagles shirt. Well, the other one had an Eagles hat. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, like you just like that's what it is. Like everybody's representing today.
Yeah, like my kids are going to school today. They all had Eagles pride today.
Yeah.
It was part of the school to come
Should
in
be Eagles,
Eagles
pride
shirts.
Today, yeah.
Yeah, and it's really cool to see. And that's what's great about playoffs. Everybody bonds together over our love for our team. And
yeah.
whether it's a 7-year-old girl like my daughter who, you know, she likes to watch the games and cheer on, but she doesn't, you know, she's not a vested fan. But
right.
But this is where it bleeds. And this is how my 7-year-old daughter becomes a vested fan.
Sure, sure.
It's the moments like these.
Nah, that's what sweeps up the kids.
Well, let me ask you this question, because the Phillies won in 1980, and that's very dear to our heart because we were kids and
yeah.
impressionable at the time. But then the Phillies won again as we were adults in 2008. Which one has a bigger place in your heart? It's a tough question.
That is. It's a really tough question.
You love players from both of those teams. And I mean, the 08 crew will be legendary, yeah, like some of the guys on 80.
Yeah, I mean, how do you, you know, through the eyes of a 10-year-old kid, I mean.
Yeah, you're picking your favorite kid here. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, now it's tough. I probably, the 08 was awesome.
It
now,
was tremendous.
It was, you know,
homegrown.
It was, yeah.
And Raul. You had some guys that Victorino came in and supplemented, but the core was homegrown.
No, I can't choose. I mean, like, there were different experiences.
Yep.
And obviously, when you're a child, everything is bigger. But the ability, see, this is what was cool. The ability to look at a run like this and become a child again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, whether you're, you know, 25 or 85, you know, the ability to then become a child is a big deal with just unbridled joy.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. It just brings you back. I got a text from my buddy Chris on the text board. He says, this will actually be better for the second time. For those who didn't like Foles and wished Wentz was behind center for the first Super Bowl win, people have come around on Foles, which means they'll fully buy in and they'll appreciate this championship more. Now, that's an interesting angle. Look, I wanted Wentz under center last year. I'm not afraid to admit it. I wanted him under center this year. But the situation is what the situation is, and we can't change that. So I have to stop worrying about that. So that takes a little bit of ag out of the equation.
Yeah, I think once Carson went down, it's like, all right, well, let's just go all in on Nick this year. Last year,
because you knew you
was
could.
Different because last year, it was less I wish Carson was behind center and more that I thought that Nick Foles couldn't win it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I thought the season was over.
Yeah.
I mean, I was, you know, morose.
He didn't know he could raise the level of his game to that level and outdo Tom Brady.
No.
Well, and rightfully so.
No, that was different. I'm saying before the playoffs started.
Okay. So the final three games of the season.
The Super Bowl, we all believed. That was the day that I never saw faith.
Mm-hmm.
Like I saw faith.
And you had clarity.
Yeah, today, I want to get back to it. I mean,
you have clarity today?
I want to get back to, we'll talk about it. I want to get back to the faith. And, you know, yesterday we looked at signs.
Mm-hmm.
And today I want to dive into the faith. And what gives you faith that they're going to win on Sunday?
Okay. And one of the things we talked about at the end, and by the way, last night at the Flyers game, I saw so many great fans. And so many people were coming up and giving me signs last night. The fours and everything last night. I'm getting tweets all night. Guy had a dinner bill last night. It was 44-44.
No.
A guy at the Wawa took a picture of his slip and his number to pick up his hoagie. Was 444. Uh-huh. It was insane. So I'm getting these all night last night.
That's crazy.
But I want to ask you a question that I asked at the end of yesterday's show, and I want you to answer this when we come back, because you give a very well-thought-out answer. I'm just going to back out of your way and let you go. What does Eagles football mean to you? Like, this is where it really culminates.
Yeah.
Underdog here against a great Saints team on the road. What's it going to mean if they win this game to you? To everybody.
Funny, that question has been, I think I've asked that question many times.
Of yourself?
Of last year. No, during the run last year.
Mm-hmm.
And after the Super Bowl and during that whole 2 weeks of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I asked that question.
Anthony, you went and sat in your car and looked at the stadium a couple weeks ago.
I know.
So you can't tell me it doesn't have profound impact on us.
No, it does.
It does.
No, it's so more I'll than get a sport. Back to, it's way more. Way more. Yep. We'll get into it. We're live at the new sports book right here. It's beautiful,
nice
man.
Kiosk, right?
Yeah, the key. Got people are at the kiosk right now, getting those eagle bets in.
Money line.
Right,
money line. Oh, it's an outright.
What is the money line? What is it? 290.
Oh, that's nice pay.
Nice job, buddy. Nice job.
Go Birds.
That's right. Right here at Parks Casino, the top game day destination sports betting hotspot for NFL, MLB, NBA, college sports. They have a brand new Bet Slip Builder app, which will help players fill out a slip on your phone before going to a kiosk or cashier. Skip the lines. This is only available at Parks Casino. It's a absolute blast right here at Parks Casino. Come on down and hang out with us. Now I want to tell you about the Bagster Bag. So what are we putting in the Bagster bag? I think we should put all the Saints in the Bagster bag. All the ex-Saints. Throw them in there. It can handle it. You know that? The Bagster bag can handle even the cleanup of Saints. Yes. It's a 3-cubic-yard dumpster in a bag. Sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, and local home improvement stores. And for only $29.99. In fact, it holds up to 3,300 pounds of waste. And it's not some nasty metal dumpster. It's a bag. And when they get rid of it, it's so simple to get rid of. The truck comes from waste management, boom, and it takes seconds. I witnessed it. It's ridiculous. It's on demand. So whatever your spring cleanup plans are, maybe in the garage, maybe the attic, maybe you're doing some remodeling, or maybe, you know, you just need it. You just got junk everywhere. Bagster bag can handle it. Buy it, fill it, schedule your collection. It's gone, though. Time limits completely on demand. Go to thebagster.com. Find a store nearest you for more details. This is Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up with the Bagster dumpster in a bag.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
O'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. When you're searching for windows, search windownation.com.
Well, a happy football Friday to the Delaware Valley. Live at the Sportsbook right here, Parks Casino. So my man, CJ, I love this dude. So he's got the Eagle hat, he's got the Eagle sweat jacket, and he's got, you know, that Wilt t-shirt. And it's the 100 points, a picture of him holding up the card.
Yeah, from Hershey Park Arena.
With 100 points.
Yeah.
Well, this is a great t-shirt. It Wilt's holding up, trust the process.
Oh, that's what it says where the 100 is.
Yes.
That's Photoshop.
That's a great t-shirt.
Trust the process.
That's a great t-shirt, CJ.
Oh, man.
But he's representing, he's got his Eagles on, he's got the hat, he's got the jacket. A good Eagle sweatshirt.
Yeah, he's got like Philly's underwear on. Yeah. The whole thing.
I was that kid. Like, see what CJ's wearing?
Yeah, you were wearing a uniform.
I had Philly's hat, like down Wildwood. Philly's hat, the Flyers t-shirt,
yeah.
Sixer shorts.
And you look
socks.
Like a rainbow.
Yeah, yeah. It
was walking like, down the boardwalk.
Yeah, horrible. Eagle this, Eagle that. So here's the thing. You asked me a great question, and that is, what does Eagle football mean? And on a day like today, it's a great day to reflect. We'll get into the game and X and O and all that stuff. But we want faith and we want signs and we want to get into it and why you think they can win. And you asked me the question. And to me, it's simple. It's family and a timeline of my life.
Okay.
All right? So it's very personal to me.
Mm-hmm.
So the Eagles, and it's weird because, you know, I'm doing this. I was a journalist for a long time and, you know, stumbled into this profession where, you know, you're allowed to be kind of what you are because when you're on the air for 25 hours a week, you get exposed to who you are, right? So,
yeah.
You know, you feel. But that football team, from the moment I woke up and saw the field at the Vet and saw the white helmets with the green wing.
Ooh, wow.
All right? And I told my father that, he go, what are the Eagles going to be? And they played 14 games at the time. It was a 14-game schedule. And he said, well, how many games are the Eagles going to win? 10, Dad, 10. And he laughed at me. No, Dad, they're not going to win 10 games. They stink. And it was and he was like, you know, it was funny because he wasn't the biggest Eagle fan. He liked football and, you know, but, like, you know, he kind of grew into it, and he knew how much I loved the Eagles.
Yeah.
And he took me to the NFC Championship game in 1980.
No, you were at that game.
I was. Okay. Under a scratchy green army blanket. that would make you itch. But it was so cold that day.
Whoa.
It was. It was so cold that day. And I was under that green blanket, 600 level, end zone for that game. Saw Wilbert's run from behind. And, you know, like that's what it is. I go back to all the games, watching with my cousin. Like, he's like my brother, right? My best friend. And watching with him all these games, Buddy Ryan, all the guys, like, you know, all the, my friends who I've known my entire life.
Yeah.
Getting together to watch these games. You know, being at the, you know, it was funny. My buddy Boo and I and my cousin were drinking tequila. Jimmy Head drinking tequila last year after they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Or walking the streets. So that's what I mean about.
It's the mortar.
The family, the closeness, all friends and family that you're a part of.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that team means. It's what all of us, it's what they all mean, but probably most of all Eagles, because football game's an event.
Yeah, and there's only, you only get 16 regular season games a year, so you made them, it's easier to make that an appointment that you couldn't break every week.
Yeah.
You know, because doing 82 is tough, right, to get guys together, but hey guys, we can do 16 Sundays a year.
Sure.
We can make that, you know,
I just
happen.
Love the gathering of, it's like any, it's like church, right? Like, here's the thing. I mean, you know, you and I go to Mass, right? Mm-hmm. Once in a while. We grew up going to Mass all the time.
Yep.
I mean, it's boring. I mean, let's be real.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, you went to the church that had the shortest Mass.
Right.
You drive further to go to short Mass.
Right. Like,
that's what we used to
do. You know, it was what it was right now.
Yeah.
You know, I wish I could be as, you know, spiritually, you know, tinged where I, mm-hmm. you know, you look for, you know, you feel guilty saying it.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing. It's a gathering.
Mm-hmm.
The most important thing about Mass or church or temple, whatever you go and worship, is the community. It's the gathering of people, the gathering of souls.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm more spiritual than religious. And it's the same. It could be football. It doesn't matter. It's people gathering together for a common goal.
Isn't it weird, too, that you would go to church and when you would leave, you felt better?
All the time.
It's the weirdest phenomenon
the
in the world.
You always felt better.
Uh-huh.
And you go, how guilty? My mother used to say all the time, God gives you your whole life and you can't give him back an hour a week?
Yeah, exactly. You got that guilt trip all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
We used to drive into Westchester to go to the St. John Newman Center, the university church, because the Mass was half the length of the one in St. Simon and Jude. You know what I mean? But you're
well,
right.
It's not like you're going to Latin Mass.
Yeah, oh, I don't believe me, I know. I went to Malvern Prep and we had chapel every Monday. But that being said, you're right. It means so much to everybody. And it's to me, it's like a brick wall and it's the mortar. It's what kind of puts all the bricks together.
Sure.
So, like, we can sit here and we complain about that we work with this guy, we work with that guy, but on the day after a win, there's no complaining about that guy's work ethic or that he you know, lumps his work onto you or he's a pain in the ass to deal with. He leaves coffee all over the lunchroom.
Yeah.
You're just talking about Eagles football. Who gives a crap?
Yeah.
Because that means more.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. And, you know, like, I don't know about you, but, like, I can sit here and give you chapter and verse from 1978 on of every season.
Where you were and what and all
that. I could give you chapter and verse.
And fine detail.
Like the only years that are a little fuzzy.
Scabbier?
Are the Marion Campbell,
mm-hmm.
like 84, 85. Like they were bad. Like they were kind of down. 83.
Yeah.
When Vermeil leaves and there's the strike of 82.
Yeah.
And then you had. But, like, from 78, from Mike Michelle and the missed kick, the extra point, on. Like, I'm sure, like everybody else, you can just go in your own life and give you chapter and verse of these games.
Yeah. And if you want to just go recent, like, from 99 when Andy Reid came in, all the way to this moment we're sitting here, I remember the opening game of the year where they got a huge lead against Tennessee. Right?
Yeah.
And then they end up blowing it in the second half.
Yeah.
I remember, like, all these little things along the way.
The pickle juice game.
Oh, yeah. The onside kick.
That's why, I got to tell you, and I know a lot of people make fun, and he's not a... They talk about Andy Reid. He's still near and dear to my heart.
Because he's a big part of what this grew into.
He really is. Mm-hmm. Like, and Jeffrey Lurie, you know, that guy is a great owner. And I know, it's like, we don't like to we don't like to praise owners mm-hmm. and ownership. You know, you go, why do I need to praise you? You're already wealthy beyond belief.
Yeah.
So there's a natural thing not to praise. He's a great owner.
Mm-hmm. He's a guy that that we weren't sure about for a long time. But he did do the right thing because he said that the gold standard prematurely. Yeah, he said some things.
They became, but they, you know what's funny?
They have become.
They became a gold standard. Now, if you look at winning record, if you look at the record since Andy Reid, I mean, Eagles are right there up in the top, top two with New England.
No question about it. Real quick, what we have today is we have two pair of suite tickets for the game coming up on Tuesday, the Sixers game. The midday show night at the Sixers game, we'll have a suite with listeners, and it'll be a great time, food and drink and the whole thing. The Sixers take on the Minnesota Timberwolves that night at 7 p.m., so we got two pair of tickets to give away for that game. Good callers will get into the mix for those tickets. We'll choose those randomly at the end of the show. Also, Anthony, we got to find our caller of the week today. That winner will also get a $200 gift certificate to Golden Nugget Jewelers. That's where Philly gets engaged, and it is a Fanatic Football Friday, which is brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember, Rosenbaum, over two decades helping our community. Now we'll hear from Tim McManus at 11:30 today. We'll get his thoughts on this game. And then at 12:30, we'll hear from Saints radio analyst Deuce McAllister.
Yeah.
Now, they had a Deuce running back. We had a Deuce running back. They spell it
different. I actually wanted him in the draft. It was 03, I think he was drafted. Whatever it was. He looked mm-hmm. like he was going to fall to the Eagles.
Oh, okay.
You know this?
I did not know that.
Yes, and I wanted to draft him so they can have the double deuce.
Yeah.
Years before the double dink, double doink.
Yeah, you would have the
double deuce.
Yeah, good point. Here's the phone number, 610-632-0975. Look, we're talking about what Eagles football means and everything, but we just want how you feel about this game, too. Let's just keep this really simple in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I mean.
How's this breakdown?
Yeah, I mean, what's the score? You know, key play? What are you seeing?
Who's
the
X-Factor player?
Because one of the things that you guys, that we all do is we tap into it. Like, we tap into, like, all right, what are we seeing? What are we feeling?
Mm-hmm. What's the vibe?
I gave you my my hope how the game goes.
Yep.
Where I truly believe I want to entice them to run the football.
You dangle the carrot.
I want to entice them to run the football.
Yeah. All right, so how people see this breaking down. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. Let's get right to the phone. Let's talk to DJ on I-95. He starts us off on the Fanatic. How you doing, DJ?
Doing pretty good, fellas. That's like football Friday, too. You hope I'm coming in clear?
Yeah, brother.
Okay, yeah. No, I called in because I heard you talking about it. But if the guys make it back this year, if they win it.
Yes.
You know, compared to this year, man. It's hard to... Yeah, you got that first time. Yeah, that's going to always be there. But if you go back and look at this season, where this team was at, I mean, you know, last year we put on the underdog mask. But if you look at what, you know, we talk about the loss to the Saints, and we were all like, this is done. This year is over with. For Nick to come back in, or this team to come back in, to go on the road and do what we hope they can do, you know, that's an incredible story. You won't be able to take years off because it's a complete story, you know. Just the enormity of making it back to the Super Bowl, you know, back-to-back years, let alone talking
about...
Oh, man, dude. That's Trump. That might trump the first one, honestly. But, you know, hearing you guys talk about what does Eagles football mean to you, like, I've been up here for about a little bit over a decade, and I say, you know, these radio stations, you guys have pulled me in. Like, I grew up in Alabama. We didn't have, an NFL team. So, you know, I got pulled into this Philadelphia fan base. I moved up here. I had a kid, had a son, and unfortunately my son passed about 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh, man.
But he was a diehard fan, and I was... I hate I didn't get a chance to take him to his first Eagle game. We made it to everywhere else, but, you know, he was just at 11. And I was like, all right, bud, we're going down this year. But, you know, we didn't make it. But to me, the Eagles, what it means, man, it's just crazy. I'm always wondering what it would have been like to grow up here as a kid myself. And I'm sitting here like almost 40, listening to a freaking Jamie and them in the morning with tears in my eyes, just thinking like, man, with this game this weekend, dude. So
yeah.
that's what this team, that's what it means to me personally. Like I say, they make it back this year, and it's all bets are off. This is going to be one of the greatest sports stories in history, dude.
Yeah, in history, that's true.
I'm putting DJ in the mix for caller.
Great
of the week
call, man. Sixers tickets. God bless you, brother. God bless you.
Yeah, I love that line that he said. Ant, I can't imagine what it must have been like to grow up here.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Because like you were born and raised here. I was born and raised here. I left for a period of time when I went, and you left to go to New York, Chicago. I left to go to Penn State and came back, and you know, this is the only world I've ever known, you know, basically other than college. And so, like, it was just born and bred into us.
Yes.
I don't know any different.
Yeah.
You know? And like DJ said, and the fact that he didn't have that, like I'm proud of that.
Yeah.
Like, that's, to me, that's cool because, and that's what we were talking about the other day about, you know, kind of the Fog Bowl and does this get rid of it? And I talked about the scars.
Yeah.
And the scars are authentic. They're lashings that we took over years and years and years.
But, you know, I got to tell you, I said this years ago, and I meant it, and it's rang true. See, to me, you must bleed to know bliss.
Mm-hmm.
And we totally bled agree. And bled and bled, and you talk about those scars, but last year, they went away.
See, I still have the scars. I embrace the scars. Like, I would never have the surgery to remove the scar because it's a reminder.
Okay, I'm with you, except I do feel like they may still be there, but the wounds are, you know, I don't feel them.
There you go.
Like, I don't feel anything.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the wounds were a bit still open
prior
to last year. Go Birds. Prior to last year.
Yeah.
But they're not there now.
Yeah, it's not a bum knee anymore. It's nothing.
Like, I don't feel anything there.
Yeah.
I you know, all those losses. I mean, and look, that 2002 was the most devastating loss that I've experienced.
Buccaneer loss.
And the vet.
Yeah.
Like, I love the vet. I love
the story was right there for you, wasn't it?
You know, the vet was our lifetime, right? Yeah. Spanned our lifetime.
Last game of the vet.
And it was right there. That was the year to get to the Super Bowl. You're playing the Buccaneers in the cold. They had never won when it was under 32 degrees. Like, the whole thing.
Brad Johnson.
And somehow they lost that game. And I love that team. Loved them.
That was your lowest of low?
That was my lowest of low.
Yeah.
What was yours?
I think it was that, too. It was Rondae Barber. That was the moment where I was like, oh, my God. Because you're right. The story was too good for it not to happen. To be the last game at the vet, to go to the Super Bowl to play, it was the Raiders and Rich Gannon, and to go there and play that team with Bill Callahan as the coach. And remember what happened with Barrett Robinson in that Super Bowl? He went,
oh, my God, yeah.
I mean, that was the Eagles Super Bowl. And when you see how the whole thing played out,
my God.
It didn't happen. You're going, you know what? You say to yourself, you know what? It's never going to happen. I got to stop thinking it's going to happen because I can't keep doing this. So that's when you're at your lowest and most vulnerable. I mean, that's when you're there at the basement. You thought, like, rock bottom was rock bottom, and then you found out it had a basement.
But you know what's funny? You're right. You're right. Because as devastating as that Tampa game was, think about the storyline of the following year. All right? So, like, they start off sluggish the following year. Remember, they open up Lincoln Financial Field. There's Stallone,
Rocky, yeah.
Right, the whole thing. And they lose. They lose. So, you know, B. West saves the season up in the Meadowlands.
Third.
And they go on this run, right? And they're outrageous. Like, they're burying teams. Uh-huh. Donovan played great football.
Yep.
Right? Like, they're burying teams. And here it is, another NFC Championship game. And you go, it's Eagles-Panthers.
And Jake DeLone.
Right, you're going, they're not losing to Jake DeLone.
Yep.
There's no, like, as much as we were through it the previous year, like, I don't count the Rams as a devastating loss because they weren't expected. They played them tough. They weren't expected to win.
Yeah, Neas Williams.
So, when they're playing, but going into the Carolina game.
Yeah. You're chesty.
Are you serious? Like, they're going to lose to Jake DeLone and Deshaun Foster?
Yeah.
Like, there's no way in the world. that
Jimmy
was
Stewart on that team.
That was a devastating loss, and it was a close game.
Yeah, well, it was low scoring, and Donovan, remember, had the ribs.
Yeah.
I was at the game. Yeah. My brother-in-law. I'm like, oh, my God, you got to be kidding.
Yeah.
And then you're going, it's just never going to happen.
And it was Simino giving a footprint on his chest by Deshaun Foster.
And didn't Pinkston have some alligator arms in that game?
They all did. They got punked by Ricky Manning Jr.
That's right.
Remember that?
And then the next year, what do? They go out and they get T.O. So they it's like Pacino. Just when I think I'm out, they suck me back in.
He's like, you know, see, that's what people don't understand. The reason why, you know, the traffic was snarled with Eagle fans on the first day of training camp at Lehigh was because of that championship game, direct response. And by the way, Javon Kearse.
Yeah.
They got two. Like, it was like, wow, they got Javon Kearse and T.O.
The freak. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. We are live at Parks Casino. Midday show on a Football Friday, 97.5 The Fanatic. But I got to tell you about Carlino's Market, with a location right in my hometown of Westchester and another great location in Ardmore. I can vouch for all their unreal selection of artisan foods. They're simply the best. Today, they're now in their third generation of ownership. And Carlino's continues the tradition of old world techniques as makers and purveyors of hand roasted meats, artisan cheeses, handmade desserts, signature pastas and sauces, house baked bread, prepared gourmet takeaway foods, and so much more. My wife and I, we go in the Westchester location on a regular basis, and there's always something new and delicious to try. So stop in for a delicious lunch or a pickup dinner, and don't forget, they're great for catering as well. And now's the perfect time. New Year's here, and Carlino's offers a ton of healthy and diet-friendly prepared foods to help you and your family eat healthy this year, like grilled and roasted meats and seafood, delicious seasonal vegetables, and much more. So to order online, go to carlinosmarket.com. Again, that's carlinosmarket.com. It's Carlino's Market, tradition since 1983.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
What up?
That's exactly right. All right, welcome back to the fabulous Parks Casino Sportsbook. This place is outrageous. I mean, it's got the lines. They have the wall of the lines, the TVs. Look at those TVs. This is incredible televisions that you can watch. They'll split up. You can watch up to 28 games here.
What?
Look at the bar. It's a great bar.
Yeah.
And all the great people. We've met a ton of great people. Joe Holmes, my man, Joe from Delaware, he came up to see us. Joe says 23-17 Birds.
Under.
Right. He says a big day from the Eagles defense. And Nelson Aguilar catches the key pass.
Really? You're going Nelly. On the key. By the way, that's a great sweatshirt.
It is.
Salute to Service sweatshirt. Yeah. That's this year's edition, right? I got to get one. I have last year's edition, the 17. I need the 18.
Yeah, I've seen you wear it.
Yeah, I wear it almost every day. Yeah. So I need a rotation item. And that would be the perfect rotation item. I look good. I look good in military green. It brings out the color of my eyes, the brown of my eyes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure.
Let me give you this poll question. Because Andrew went.
By the way, Joe's a great Sixer man right here.
Yeah.
Well, it's good conversations with Joe with Sixers.
Everybody's walking up like, you got a nice Philadelphia Eagles beanie hat with the ball on the top.
Wow, right? Look at that, yeah.
I mean, everybody's got their gear on. It's great. So let me give you the poll question. Andrew went as chalk as you can go chalk on this poll, which is great, though, because this is what we need. It's brought to you by Roofing Nation. Get a brand new roof for as low as $7,900 plus free gutters. Call Roofing Nation at 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com. Here's the question, Ant. Will the Eagles beat the Saints on Sunday? What's your gut telling you today on this Football Friday? Will the Eagles win or will they lose? So I'm going to vote that yes, they will win. And right now we have 600 votes. All right, 68% of people say yeah. You got to vote for yourself because I already voted. I can't. I didn't get two ballots. You know what I mean? What do you think? This is the election? So there you go. Right now, 68% of the people think the Eagles are feeling good and that the Eagles are going to win. 32% say, nah. Not going to happen. So we'll see how it plays out, and we're getting people's gut feeling on this game. And like you said, his score was 23-17. The line, Anthony, has not moved. The line is holding firm at 8 and 51 and a half.
8 and 51 and a half, huh?
Yep.
All right.
KC line's up to 5 and a half. The Rams line still holding firm at 7. And the New England is -4 over the Chargers at Gillette Stadium on Sunday at 105.
Wow. So,
and massively intriguing weekend of football. Not to mention the Eagles and a chance to go to the championship.
No, weekend. It's a great weekend of football.
Oh, man. I mean, it really is.
Like, when you look at it, all four games are awesome. Starts off with Chiefs, Colts.
Yep.
And then you roll Rams, Cowboys. You have Rivers against Brady.
Yep.
And then we got us.
You got a couple of live dogs this weekend. Very rarely this weekend does it go like 1-3 where dogs will win.
Agree.
You know what I mean?
Usually the last 2 years is 2-2.
Oh, the last 2 years?
The road teams. I don't know if they're dogs or not.
Uh-huh.
But as far as
the
road.
The Eagles were a home dog last year.
The road teams were 2-2 last year.
Okay. And one of those.
Usually this is a home. Wild card, you can get road teams. This weekend traditionally is a home team.
Yeah, that bye week really pays dividends at this point in the season.
So I think Kansas City wins.
Mm-hmm.
Rams probably win. And then Sunday could be both road teams. The Patriots still the Patriots, so I think the game's close. I mean, it could wind up where the Eagles are the only road team to win.
And take the last game of the weekend to get it done. So 3-1, home versus road. Eagles beat the Saints as the biggest dog of the weekend, no less.
Yeah.
And they love that spot.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.